Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, and I greet you amidst all that is going on in time. You know, though we are eternal beings, though we are ever present, walking with our Father who art in heaven, you know, hallowed be thy name. Alright, though we are walking in eternity and we are eternal beings, yet for this window of time and our existence in the earth, we are here in a temporal paradigm. So we see time. We see, you know, things going from life to death. We see the cycles of life. We see things moving in cycles and moving in windows, and these patterns that are circular, cyclical, and yet transiting a certain way as well through time and space. And being an eternal being, and yet in this dimension of time and space, you know, it requires that you find that balance between, you know, understanding who you truly are and functioning in that realm of who you truly are, but then also, you know, then how then now do you live? How do you then now walk out this life where things are in time? And how do you make good decisions and good choices in this time? So the first thing that's, you know, the place where people get mixed up is they see themselves as a temporal being, and then, you know, and their eternal nature is a tack on to that. Rather, you should, the way that it should be is you should see yourself as an eternal being and should connect up with who you are in eternity, and then only take brief trips, you know, to the temporal reality just to make the decisions and the choices that you need to for the affairs of the day. Does that make sense? So it's a reversal of the way that the world thinks. It's a reversal of the way that the world would proposition you, would say this is the way you should be. And obviously, what I'm saying is right and true, because everything in the world is dying and is passing away. And every person that has gone the way of the world and invested their lives and their thinking in the way of the world, they've all died and left it all. So they've all left all that they accumulated and done here, and it's just been, you know, left to the next generation, and maybe they've kept it, maybe they've squandered it, maybe they've lost it, maybe it's been taken away from them, whatever. But it doesn't really work. So what I'm saying to you, if you even stop and think of it in a logical term, makes far more sense than Wall Street, makes far more sense than the banking industry, makes far more sense in an eternal perspective than anybody from the world that would tell you and instruct you otherwise and would say, yeah, this is how you should live your life. Am I wrong? No, I didn't think so. Okay, so the challenge is put down. You know, rather, so the way that you and I should live, we should be living as eternal beings. You know, right here, right now, walking with Christ, walking with your Creator, walking with your Savior, in this moment, this very moment, which is the moment that you have. And out of that reality, out of that walk, out of that connection that you have with your eternal Creator, with your Maker, from that place of connection and spiritual guidance and spiritual direction, in the now, right now, knowing Him, walking with Him, from that, you should then be able to make the decisions that you need to in a time-centered world. You know, so you will have to make some decisions, you will have to make some choices, you may have to plan, of course, you plan. But, you know, when you plan doing it in connection with Him, and from the proper perspective. See, if you're walking with Christ, when you're making a plan when it comes to life, you think differently about it. Your priorities will be different. Your thought process about things will be different. Whereas if you make a plan thinking about things from the world's perspective, you're going to the world is just, it's monstrous. The world is more, more, more. Big, quick, now. You know, that's the motto, the mantra of the world and the world system is big, quick, now. You know what else is kind of like that? Cancer. Cancer's like that. Big, quick, now. Spreads, you know, grows uncontrollably at a rapid pace. That's a cancer. You know, even when God put design in the universe that we live in right now, even when God put design in His creation and what we experience right now, you know, He created cycles. You know, if you look at a tree, when a tree is cut down, if you ever see the rings of a tree, you can tell the age of a tree because of the number of rings. So every year, it goes through a period of growth, and then, you know, things, the growth slows and it retracts. If it's going for, you know, into a winter, it gets different. So you can count the rings of a tree. And all those cycles together make its growth. So things in God's universe moves in cycles. Things in God's design moves in cycles. And for you, as a child of God, to learn to flow with what God is doing is very important. You've got to learn to flow with what God is doing, instead of trying to force things. Because God has seasons. You know, Ecclesiastes talks about there's a season for everything under the sun. You know, there's a time to plant, a time to harvest. There's a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time for war and a time for peace. There's a time for everything under the sun. And you've got to know the seasons of God, and the seasons of God in your own life, as well as the seasons of God in the world that you live in. Because those are two very important things for you to understand. Because to be in season is important. To be in season in your decisions and your directions and your choices. For example, there's a lot of young people that are not in season with some of the decisions that they make. Decisions and choices that they make. And so trying to take something out of season, you will get yourself into a lot of trouble, a lot of heartache, a lot of heartbreak. If you try to do some things that are not in God's season and God's timing for you. Likewise, you know, you don't want to be missing what God's doing either and just delay. So there's a need for a sensitivity to God's Spirit for you. So when He speaks to you, you understand. And when He speaks to you, you follow His leading and His guiding. See, if you can do that, and if you can trust Him in that, you will be at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way. And that, you know, is a good pursuit. But in that too, you got to avoid also getting bound up. Because a lot of times too, people, it's very easy for them to default into religion. Okay, this is the way we do this. This is the way that we've always done that. And no, God's not looking for that. He's looking for a real relationship. You know, Jesus, you know, when He came into this earth, you know, I think for sometimes what He did was He just messed with the Pharisees just to show them how dumb their system was that they had made up for themselves. When I say their system, I'm talking about their man-made traditions that denied the truth of the Word of God. So they took their own man-made traditions, man-made systems, man-made ideas, and put those on other people, and then called it God. And it wasn't God. And that's why Jesus messed with it all the time. And the power of God was with Jesus, so they couldn't say anything, because they were stuck. Because what are you going to say? God's obviously with Jesus. God's obviously working through what He's doing. And He said, look, I only do what I see the Father doing. So what are they going to say? What are they going to do about it? They couldn't. And all He was doing too, I shouldn't say all, but a lot of, one of the things He was doing was also showing how ridiculous their man-made religion had become. So like when he healed the man by the pool, he said, all right, take up your mat and walk. And the man took up his mat and walked. Now, the only real reason for him to do that was to mess with the Pharisees. There was no other reason. He could just let him go. But he told him, all right, now I've healed you. I want you to pick up your mat, and I want you to walk. And then the Pharisees then found him and said, yeah, hey, who do you think you are to be carrying your mat? Don't you know it's the Sabbath? And the man that was healed said, you know, well, the man that healed me, he's the one that told me to pick up my mat and walk. So, and then they said, who's this one that healed you and all that? And they got into this whole thing about Jesus, and then they were like, okay, you know, how could this be God if he's breaking our traditions and breaking our customs? And on the contrary, what people should be asking is, if God is blessing this, where did we get off making up our own system that denies him and obviously misses his power that we can't even see when it's him doing it? But no, you know what happens is people get so bound up in their religion and their religious structures and all the things that they've put on themselves, and they've bound themselves up into mental religious knots that they can't flow with God. And you know, that is a danger, because when we talk about seasons of life and cycles of life, there has to be a fluidity to your life to be able to flow with what God's doing. You have to have that. And if you don't have that, you're going to get smashed. You know, if you, I don't know how many of you guys have been in the ocean. How many of you guys have been in the waves? How many of you guys have ever surfed or done something like that too? You know, with the waves, I don't care how big of a person you are, how strong of a person you are, those waves in the ocean will shred you. They will beat you to a pulp, no matter how big and strong you might be. You know, those waves can just destroy the biggest, strongest, you know, wrestler, football player, whatever. That those waves will kick your butt. And either you learn how to flow with the water and with the waves, and you learn how to flow with that and move through that, or you're going to get demolished. And that's why you see some people that just flow with the water and go out and have a great time, and then other people just get beat up. And it's the same water. And, you know, Jesus talked about this too. He said, look, what are the people like that are the people of God? Those that follow those that are led by the Spirit, they're like the wind. John chapter 3. When Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he was talking about those that are born of the Spirit, they're like the wind. You and I, we're born of the Spirit, we are like the wind. We flow with what God's doing. And that means that you and I are going to have seasons. We're going to have things that come up, things that flow, and things that change. You know, one thing is, a lot of times as God's people, we fall for one of the things like the world does, because there's a thought pattern in the world that's sometimes it gets into the thinking of God's kids, and it shouldn't be there, which is, you know, the world, they want to kind of find their spot, their little spot that's, okay, now this is their security, and then they want to lock themselves into that for now until the day they die. Okay, now this is it. It's controllable, it's understandable, and this is what I'm going to do. What are you going to be when you grow up, right? Right, that's where that comes from. That's where that thinking comes from. Rather, you know, when you flow with God, look, one second you can be one place, a couple of years you'll be somewhere else. A couple of years after that, you'll be somewhere else. You don't know. And what you'll end up doing, you don't know. But God knows. He knows where he wants you. He knows what he wants you to do. He knows what he wants you to be about. He knows what he wants your focus and your life and your journey and your ambitions and all of those things. He knows what he wants them to be. And if you would flow with him, you would know and understand what those are. But instead, people want to have everything all figured out, and God's not doing it like that. He wants you to be in a place where you trust him. He wants you to be in a place where you rely on him, where you look to him for your direction, for your peace, for your guidance, for his help, and for him to carry you through. He doesn't want you to do it in your own strength. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. He wants you to do it in connection with the Spirit, walking with Him. See, when you flow with God, you flow then through the cycles and the seasons of life. And you know, those cycles and seasons of life, they change. You know, one thing we talked about is, if you look through scriptures, you will see that through the scriptures, that even though there's all kinds of different people that have, you know, their stories are recorded in the scriptures, that even though there's a lot of different people, they all had similar things that they went through, similar ways that God worked with them. Like, for example, by and large, people had a wilderness experience. You know, a wilderness experience, whether it's Moses, you know, with 40 years in the backside of the desert and a few sheep, you know, whether it's the children of Israel themselves, you know, their time in the desert, whether it was, you know, Jesus, you know, and his own temptations that he went through, 40 days and 40 nights, no food, no water, tempted of the devil in the wilderness. You know, whether it was, you know, Saul, who later became Paul, what he ended up going through. I mean, you know, you look through the scriptures and you see and you find out that God's people, God's Holy Spirit, took God's people through a set of experiences that were very similar, but it was also custom made for each individual soul, for what it was that they needed from God to prepare them to be of use for the kingdom. Now, you can't force that. That's a work that the Spirit of God does in you. So you can't make it be something that it's not. So, yeah, what are you going to do? I mean, if you try to force that, you are going to be out of season, out of step. So when you try to go ahead of him, like say Moses, for example, when at age 40, he had it in his heart to see his people free, so he went and tried to do it himself, ended up killing a man. You know, you can't do that. You know, that was not God's way, not God's timing. And when he tried to do it in himself and force it, it's not going to happen. You know, God has his own way. God has his own timing. God has his own method that he uses, because it's him using and flowing through us, not us of our own accord trying to do for God. You know, yes, sometimes you just need to be in motion and God will redirect you. But you got to also make sure that you're in step with him. And, you know, looking to him, because, you know, don't try to force something when he's not in it. You know, he's got a season and a timing for your life and what you would do. And the children of God go through similar seasons, even though the timing may be different. The timetable may be different, but the seasons are very consistent in God's preparation, because the Holy Spirit has his own way that he prepares and trains the army of God. You know, the army of God is an incredibly well-trained group of people, but they're trained in a different way. They're trained in spiritual warfare, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual, and they're mighty for the tearing down of strongholds. God's people are trained in spiritual warfare. And while the world may not see or understand in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit, the enemy knows. And the enemy of the souls of God's people, that all of humanity for that matter, they fear the children of God. They fear those that walk with him, with the Creator, and that move in the power that has been put in them. They fear that Spirit of God that works in them and what that Spirit is capable of doing in and through them. They fear it because they know that greater is he that lives in us than he that's in the world. Everything that they have is weak compared to what it is that God has done and put in us. So, walking in that power, walking in that strength is important. But you got to learn. It's more important to learn to walk with the Spirit of God. The power, all those other things, that stuff is secondary. Even as Jesus said, you know, look, don't rejoice. When the disciples came back rejoicing because all the demons were subject to them, Jesus said, look, don't rejoice that the demons are subject to you. Rejoice rather that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, rejoice that you're His. Rejoice that you're called by Him. You know, the power that we have, it's awesome. It is incredible. But that's a secondary thing. The primary thing is to walk with Him, to know Him. And out of an overflow of that walk, we become an extension of the kingdom of God in the earth as ambassadors of the living Christ, speaking the truth in love, speaking the word of God, and that impact that God makes in and through us is incredible in a world that needs what God has put in us. So, you know, realize that God has seasons that He works with His people, seasons that He works with in life and in time. And we are coming into a very incredible global season. It's a different time. And that is going to be the season that the world is in. You know, different nations, but the world is going into a season. And in the season that we're in, which will be a difficult season, a difficult time, in the time that we're in, now this is just for the world at large, God still takes care of His people. And you don't have to worry, you just have to walk with Him. But in the season that we're moving into, realize that God will also continue just to prepare and hone His people. And those that know Him, He will continue to work with them. He will continue to polish them and refine them and ready them. But they'll be on different time frames, you know, depending on where your spirit is, where your heart's at, depending on the degree to which you sell yourself out to God's plan and purpose. If you go in, you know, I'll tell you what, you know the fastest way to move with God, the fastest way, all right, I'm going to tell you, the fastest way is 100% all in. If you go 100% all in with God, you don't withhold any part of yourself, any part of your being, all 100% of who you are, given over to as much of God as you know, God will meet you right there. That is the fastest way to progress in the kingdom of God and what it is that God is seeking to do in your life. You go all in, that's the quickest you're going to move through it. That's the quickest you're going to move through the seasons and the phases of God's preparation, plan, and purpose in your life. So, but we're moving into a global season, a global time. It's a difficult time on the earth. I'm just going to tell you straight, it's a difficult time. But it's also an incredible time for the people of God. It's an incredible time for this reason. We're still here. You know, God is going to use His people in powerful ways. And we are still here because God has plan and purpose for us. Purpose for you. Purpose for me. And us still being here. So, that being the case, you know, enjoy. Trust Him. Know that He takes good care of those that are His. And look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. When you struggle with the things that are around you, just realize that God is in control. And God knows. God knows what you need. He knows the longings of your heart. He knows what it is that it's going to take for you in each thing that you face to come through. You know, sometimes you're going to come to the very end of yourself. And even when that happens and you come to the very end of yourself, God always seems to find a way just to bring relief right at the moment that, you know, you've already cracked, you already lost it, you've already just don't know what else to do, but God finds a way just to bring relief when you need it the most. You know, He's awesome like that. You know, so when God encourages you, when God strengthens you, when God lifts you up in His due season, rejoice and know that, you know, he's always undertaking for you. He's always watching out for you. So with the things that you end up facing, realize too that there's a lot of times those things are necessary because they are part of God's preparation in you. They're part of God's plan and purpose in you. They're part of the way that God works with you to make you ready, to equip you, to strengthen you. You know, if you don't go through some strains and some struggles and some difficult times, it's hard for you to get strong. You know, I mean, we've used the analogy of going to the gym. You know, if you go to the gym but you don't strain your body, you're not going to get stronger. You know, the guys that get stronger are the ones that put themselves through incredible strain, incredible physical struggle, and that struggle that they put themselves through with purpose makes them strong. That struggle that you go through when you walk with God through difficult circumstances, difficult situations in life, you know what I'm talking about. Those things that you just can't stand it. You want to get out. You want to get out. You know, God wants you to get through. He wants you to go through those things. And as you go through those things, those are what strengthen you. Those are what prepare you. Those are what give you steel in your backbone so that you can stand in the day that you now face. So if you followed God with all of your heart, if you've trusted him, what he's ending up doing with you and inside of you is preparing you for that which is to come. And there's a lot of you guys out there that you're ready. You're ready for that which is to come. You shouldn't fear the day that you now live in. You should stand up strong in the day you now live in. Proclaim the works of God. Know that he's working through you. Know that he has a plan for your life. And move in that. Move in that. You don't have to worry. You know, God's power is there. God's power is with his people. He wants you to move with what it is that he's already put inside of you. So you can trust him in where it is that he is with you. You can trust him in the work that he's doing with you. You can trust him in the plan and the purpose that he has for you. And, you know, when you get discouraged, when you get down, call out to him, cry out to him. Know that he'll always answer you because he's watching out for his people. But flow with him through the seasons of life. You know, don't try to be rigid, because if you try to be rigid, just like the waves, it's going to knock you around. You got to flow with him. And that means too, keep a very loose grasp on this life and the things of this world and the things of this life. You know, make good decisions and choices that God quickens you, but realize that you shouldn't try to hold on too hard to that which is in this life, because everything in it is already passing away. You know, keep a loose grasp on this life and on this world and the things that are in this world, and allow God to help you to flow through life, journey, decisions, choices, your time here. And your time will be blessed. So with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can also reach us through our Facebook page. Just search for Faithmix, one word, and you will find us. All right, we love you. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.